Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Menaches, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, if someone says, Harei Alai, I take upon myself to bring a sarain and a sarain of flour. He uses a Lashon Yachid, a singular Yavi. He should bring a mincha of one asarain, Echad. By the way, how much is an asarain? It's about 43.2 eggs, that amount, that size. And that is the smallest amount to bring for a carbon mincha. What's the maximum amount? So we said, by a michas adava, we learned this earlier, up to 60 asarainim. But he said, just an asarain, Lashon Yachid. Now, the Gemara explains there's no chiddush in this, just this is setting the platform for what the Mishnah is going to teach us. If someone says, I take it upon myself to bring esroinim, now he's using plural, Lashon Rabim, but he doesn't say how many esroinim. So Yavishnayim, he brings two esroinim, because two is the least that could be plural. Now, being that he didn't give us a number, so we're going to take the smallest amount. Here's where it gets a little complicated. If he says, Peirashti, really, I did express myself during the neder how many esroinim I want to bring. Oh, very good. So how many did you say? Oh, veni yodea ma perashti, but I forgot. In other words, when I originally made this Kabbalah to bring esroinim, I gave a number, but I don't remember what the number is. So Yavi, he has to bring a mincha of shishim esroinim, of 60 esroinim. That's the most that's shaykh. Because I don't know what number you gave. Maybe you gave the number 60? Wait a second, says the Batanura. Well, what if he really only said 10, and he's bringing 60, so there are 50 extra? Isn't that chulin lazara? Because that he never promised? No, he makes a tenai. He says like this. Look, it can only be from 1 to 60. I don't remember what I said. Let's assume I was the most strict on myself and I said 60. But it could be less. So what I'm saying now is like this. Whatever amount I promised, that should be the promise. The rest, I'm giving as a nedava to Hegdish. So he has takabi magdashit. It shouldn't be chulin lazar. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Suppose he says a re'alai mincha. Now he's giving us even less information. I take upon myself to bring a mincha. Which mincha? There are five different types of minchas nedava, which we saw many times. There's minchas soilas, there's minchas machvas, there's minchas marcheshes, there's minchas mafeitaner, two types of minchas mafeitaner, chalais, rikikim. Which one did you mean? All he says is a re'alai mincha. Zakta Mishnah Yavi, Ezo, any mincha she'irtza that he wants. Any one of the five. Rabbi Huda says, Yavi minchas ha'soilas. He should bring minchas soilas. Why? She miyucheda she'beminachis. Because that's the only mincha in the Torah that's called stam mincha, without another name to it. It doesn't have a Shem Levi, an accompanying name. The Torah talks about Michas Machbas, the Torah says Michas Machbas. The Torah talks about Michas Marcheshes, it says Michas Marcheshes. Michas Mafe, doesn't say plain Mincha. The Minchas that are baked. But when the Torah talks about Minchas Soilas, the Torah just says Mincha. So if he said, Re'elai Mincha, it means Minchas Soilas, says Rabbi Yehuda. But the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So, someone says, Re'elai Asarin, quickly chazering over, he brings one. But if he says esroinim, we don't know how much. He says plural, so we're going to assume the minimum amount that could be plural, that's two. If he says, however, I said a number, I just don't remember what the number is, and he has to bring 60 esroin, and we explained he has to make a tanai. Whatever number he said, up until that number, that should be his obligation, his promise. The rest should be a nedava. Somebody says, play a re'alai mincha, you can bring any mincha you want. Any other five that could be brought as a nedava. Rabbi Huda says, no. You say re'alai mincha, you can only bring mincha sasoiles because that is the one mincha that the Torah just refers to as mincha. In the case of where he says, I don't remember how many esroinim I promised, we said he has to bring 60, and we explained he has to make a tanai. Whatever amount in the 60 taka promise should be the neder, the other should be a nedava. Now it's explained that v'lamaisa, the kohen would have to do the kaimitz twice. Once for minchas chayva, once for minchas nedava. But you can't mix up. In one kaim, it's a chelik of the other one. So the Magdish has to say like this. Whatever the kain is going to take with the first kmitza, that should be for the minchas choiva. And whatever he takes for the second kmitza, that should be for the minchas nedava.